Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Continuing our spooky edition of the show, we wanted to bring you a special edition of Fall Book Friday to kick off the Halloween weekend. A new novel, Reprieve, centers around a full-contact horror escape room in Lincoln, Nebraska called The Quigley House. In Reprieve, the reader is taken back to 1997 to follow multiple characters as their fates intertwine in relation to The Quigley House, revolving around the murder of one of the contestants. Mattson investigates what led up to the fateful night, the contestants' experience in Quigley House itself, as well as its aftermath, through deposition interview transcripts. Though the book does have classic horror elements, think House of Horrors, a hallucination hat here and there, particularly when roaming through the house, the real scares lie in Mattson's social commentary, where he interrogates racial fetishism, misogyny, capitalism, and fear. It is by James Hahn Mattson, author of the acclaimed The Lost Prayers of Ricky Graves. National Book Award nominee and bestselling author Ruman Alam describes Reprieve as, quote, taking horror as its subject while also using the genre as its means, delivering twists and fright and the kind of storytelling that keeps you turning pages. James Hahn Mattson joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so for folks who are unfamiliar with the concept, what is a full contact escape house and what is the Quigley House?
Sure. So a full contact haunted attraction is a place where people can go and get scared like any regular haunt that opens up during, you know, October and Halloween season. However, the difference between a full contact haunt and any other sort of haunt is that the actors can actually touch you. It runs the gamut between, like, you know, just little electric shocks or, like, you know, someone grabbing you in the dark to full on, I would say, pretty much torture for hours. So it's like, it runs the gamut between those two things.
The concept of fear, obviously, is something that the characters contemplate. John, the owner of Quigley House, says, fear is the purest emotion. It's what's left when everything else is stripped away. What prompted you to take on the concept of fear?
Well, I've always liked the feeling of dread. I mean, I feel like the best horror movies and the best horror novels like instill in you that sense of dread. And like, for a lot of people, it's like, why would you want to be scared? Why would you like that feeling? But for me, it's always been after I feel something very, very strongly, I think about that experience, and dread and fear is one of those things that affects me very strongly, and it makes me think afterward. I mean, it happens with a lot of other emotions too, but fear seems to be the one that strikes me the most.
So on a particular night, there are four contestants, Victor, his fiancée Jane, JD, and Brian. I'm not doing too big a spoiler here. Brian ends up murdered. It's not really a surprise. We're made aware early on. Was that always part of the book structure?
That Brian was going to be murdered. Yes, it was always the structure that he was going to be the one that had the problem at the end. Mm-hmm. However, the way that he got murdered and all the events that led up to it changed dramatically over a lot of revision. But I always had that in the back of my mind when I got to like the second part of the revisions. And by that, I mean like the very early stages of the book, Brian and Kendra actually weren't even a big part of the book. So it was like a completely different novel. And I kind of, I don't really necessarily dismiss it as not the novel, but it was just so radically different that it's hard to like talk about that iteration and then like what currently is published.
It's an interesting structure as well. You have these Q&As or deposition interviews. How did you decide to use these interviews as a device throughout the book, and what did you hope that they would reveal?
Well, you know, the depositions and the Q&A, all of that takes place sort of close to I don't say present day, but like after the murder has happened. So all of the information that you have about the murder is in these things, but it's like given in small little chunks. So like every time you get one of these depositions, you're given just a little bit more context on what happened in the room that night, but you're not given everything. So I wanted to use it more as like a structural way to like propel the narrative.
I wonder, is it a different book the second time around, you think, for people if they go back and read it again?
I hope so. I mean, every time I read a book, it's different. I mean, whether that's good or bad is left to be seen. But like, you know, every time I read a book, I notice something different. And so hopefully, you know, if people read it again, they notice other things that are going on. I mean, I've noticed it every time I've read it, and I've read it so many times.
My guest is James Hem-Matson. The name of the novel is Reprieve. So reprieve is the safe word the contestants at Quigley House use if they decide to give up or they want to stop. Tell me about the choice of the word reprieve.
Yeah, reprieve is something that I always had in mind. A reprieve, like you said, is a safe word for everything to stop within the full contact haunted escape room. But I also wanted to use that as just a broader idea for like all of the horrors that are going on outside of the Quigley House. Mm-hmm. So, there is no reprieve from all of, from all of the stuff that is happening. And like in the Quigley House, it's proven there's also no reprieve. So it was an easy thematic thread, to use and to use that word.
Let's learn a little bit about some of the characters. You know, the murder in the book is framed around, we jump back in time through perspective of Kendra, JD, and Leonard, who are all in or end up in Nebraska. They become entwined with Quigley House and the horror escape room. So we start with Kendra's perspective. She's originally from, how does she end up in Lincoln, Nebraska? I'll let you explain her backstory a little bit.
Sure. She is a black teenage girl who grew up in DC, and the book starts out with her at her father's funeral. Her father has recently died. Her mother is very distraught. And her aunt or her mother's sister lived in Lincoln, Nebraska, and her mother decides to move Kendra out there because she needs to be closer to the closest person she has, which is her sister. So that's how she ends up in Lincoln.
Why did you want to start with her perspective?
She sort of rounds out the entire narrative. Hmm. She dominates the entire book as far as like how much space is given to each character. And I wanted to start with her and I wanted to end with her because everything that's happening around her and all of the stuff that happens at the Quigley House directly affects her in the most personal way. Versus, JD and Leonard. And so I wanted to capture that by giving her the most space and also beginning and ending with her.
As I said, this takes place in Nebraska, but the part of the book also takes place in Thailand.
Yeah.
What drew you to that location?
Well, actually, I was just going to write a book that took place in Thailand. That was my original. Yeah, that was the original idea for the story because I wanted to write a book about racial fetishism. Mm-hmm. And racial fetishism is obviously on such brazen display in Thailand, in particular parts of Thailand, like Bangkok and Pattaya and somewhat in Chiang Mai. And so I started writing this book that took place almost completely in Thailand. At the same time, I was kind of becoming obsessed with these full contact haunted attractions. And so I was writing these parallel stories. And at one point I decided thematically they intertwined so well that I needed to intertwine their plots. And so a lot of the Thai stuff actually got chopped. But there's a lot more that happened in Thailand that is just not in the book anymore.
My guest is James Hamm Mattson. We're talking about his novel, Reprieve, something kind of fun and spooky and scary to read this weekend because we're going to have a rainy weekend. It's a great book to curl up with on Halloween weekend. So you grew up in the Midwest, North Dakota. As I said, part of the book takes place in Lincoln, Nebraska. What's scary about Lincoln, Nebraska?
Oh, there's so much that's scary about Lincoln, Nebraska. Actually, I mean, right now I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm doing an event here tonight. So this is, but I think not necessarily Lincoln. Lincoln's just kind of a small city. So it's not like, it's not Lincoln. But once you get on the outskirts of any town in like the middle Midwest, I'm talking like Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, it's just like cornfields for miles. And like, there's something I think very eerie about cornfields for miles. I mean, it makes you think of like scarecrows and makes you think of like Children of the Corn and that kind of thing. And I mean, I grew up in North Dakota where it's like flat and it's like wheat fields or like just dirt, you know, and that's just not as scary as like miles and miles of cornfields to me anyway.
The other question I had about setting was it's in the 90s.
Yes.
Why did you pick this time period?
There are a few reasons. I think like I wanted an analog time. I didn't want anything digital yet. I mean, it's just, you know, on the cusp of the digital, I guess, revolution or whatever. But also I think like, you know, I came of age in the 90s. There's also this, I find 90s kind of this ambiguous decade. It was an interesting decade for horror in the sense that it was flanked by these two like monolithic decades where you have like the 80s slasher and like the 2000s, you know, torture porn and found footage stuff. So it had like a lot of interesting things going on for horror. It was just this really transitional period, I feel like. And a lot of the stuff that happens in the book and the character are like, they're in transition and it's like, there's a lot of ambiguity. So that's why I said it at that point.
Stay safe in Lincoln, Nebraska out there, James.
<Thank you.
laughs> The name of the book is Reprieve. It's by James Hamm Mattson. Thank you so much for being with us on our Halloween show. Perfect book for the show. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.